Would you like to say hello, or would you rather sit quietly? You're very welcome.
Who's this? Who's this?
My name's Lillian. I've come to talk to you. You tell me your name.
You shouldn't be on my property. What gave you permission to come on my property?
Well, I crept in when you weren't looking. Quite friendly. I don't wish you any harm.
Cheeky lass. Dratted fog.
It's foggy.
Yes. Went clear.
But you're indoors.
No. How can I be indoors when I'm talking to you?
I wondered if you were looking out of the window at the fog, or
no,
if you were actually in the fog.
Dratted weather.
So you're walking in your garden?
I'm on the farm, lass.
I see. Yes, fog could be a nuisance.
Who are you anyway?
Well, my name's Lillian.
Lillian who?
Well, never mind who I am, but I'm here hopefully to help you. Did you feel unwell while you were out working on the farm? Have you felt unwell?
No, I tripped.
Tripped
and banged my head, but I'm fine now. You can see that.
I know you're fine now. But did you wonder what would happen if that fall had caused you to die?
Of course I didn't. Why would I?
You never thought about life after death, or what would happen?
Not yet. Not yet.
Not yet.
No.
Well, I got a little bit of a shock for you. That fall and the bang on the head caused you to die.
No, 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 lass, that's rubbish.
I don't...
I'm perfectly okay.
I know you're perfect now. You think about it. It was really quite a bad bang. And that's what's caused you to die. But although we finish with the physical body, we take on a spiritual body. Did you ever think about that? We go into the spirit world. We go
back. I don't believe in any of that rubbish.
I think you're going to have to change your mind.
Don't believe it. Don't believe it.
Can you... How, is it dark where you are, or is it nice and light?
Dratted fog. Fog.
Yeah, sorry,
everywhere.
I forgot about the fog. Well, that fog will clear, and it'll be like the sunshine coming out, but even nicer than the sunshine.
They let you out from that mental hospital.
I hope not. I hope not.
Well, my dear, you talk a lot of tosh.
Well, we'll see. We'll see at the end who wins.
Mum, can you ask him who Sylvia is? It's either a human being or a cow, actually. Sylvia. An animal.
Does that make sense to you? I think it's a friend, isn't it?
We don't need to be talking about that, my dear.
Why's that?
Because it's none of your business. Of course I know Sylvia. She helps me on the farm.
I see.
Mm-hmm.
And a nice little thing she is too.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yes.
But let's concentrate on the sunshine.
Sunshine.
Yes, and the bright light. Ahead of you, you should see a really bright light through the fog, and the fog is beginning to lift. It feels really peaceful and happy and so on.
So it does, me dear, so it does.
Yeah, good. We're beginning to be friends, aren't we?
That's why he hasn't seen Sylvia, isn't it? You wonder where Sylvia's been. You haven't seen her for a couple of days, have you?
No,
that's why. That's why you haven't seen her.
Oh.
Well, what you'll do is you'll see someone else that you'll recognise ahead of you. A friend or a relative?
Who's Bert?
Who are you?
I'm a friend of Lillian's, helping you. Who's Bert?
Bert's my brother.
Brother. Hmm. That's what I thought. Bert passed away, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Silly old fool. Yeah. Like the old drink too much he did.
Yeah, something about falling in a ditch.
Yeah,
something about falling in a ditch. Well, Bert's going to meet you.
Well, I don't know, me dear. I still don't believe in all this rubbish.
Well, let's just help you a little bit. Can you see the bright light?
Yes.
Yes. Now, who can you see in that bright light? Someone waiting. I think you know who it is.
I can see someone.
Good.
You're right. I can.
He's doing this. He's waving a cap at you like this. Can you see Bert waving his cap?
Oh, I owe you women, by the way.
I know, aren't you lucky? Surrounded by us lovely ladies.
You got the cheek of the devil, you. You carry on, my dear.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting
She's
for you.
She's stealing all your thunder, she is.
I'm waiting for you to see Bert. Maybe he's got his dog with him.
You're a couple of know-alls, I'll say that for you. I do
we're just
feel
trying
later.
We're just trying to help.
I know. I'm a stubborn old fool as well.
Because you hadn't thought of what happens when we all die, we all got to die somewhere. You hadn't thought about it. And it's come of a bit of a shock. But you'll soon get over that.
Well, if this is dying, it's not too bad, is it?
No, I think you'll find it's better than being in the physical body.
Oh.
You just live on. If you think, what a waste of time if we just died and that was the end of that, it'd be a waste of time, wouldn't it?
Who's going to look after my cattle?
Sylvia is.
I think they'll be fine.
Sylvia will.
Yeah. Don't worry about the cattle, they're fine.
That you need to see.
Oh, there's Bert.
Good.
Yeah. There he is. I can see him now in his silly cap. Come on, he said. Come on.
He can explain a whole lot better than me.
No, he said, you've done a good job, missus.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and the other one.
Yeah.
When they're stealing your thunder.
Well, we all chip in.
Who are you all? I'm just not going till I find out.
It's a group of people that try and help people like you.
No, it's not. It's you two nosy women.
Rather a travel back here all the time. There are 12 of us in the group.
We're just interested in the fact that we're physical and we're spiritual.
Good job, I'm dead. He nearly gave me a heart attack.
Well, you've got a lovely sense of humour.
That's not humour, I'm serious. There he is, he keeps saying, come on and behave yourself. Behave yourself, that's all he says. Okay. And he said, say thank you to those ladies.
Yeah.
Because they've done you a good turn.
Well, we know you'll be okay.
You do?
Yeah.
How can you know that?
Well, we just do.
You've been up there, have you? Is it up there?
Well, it's where we come from, and it's where we go back to.
But is it up there?
What?
It's everywhere.
It's
everywhere. Yes. It's anywhere you want it to be. You'd be going home.
Well, that's
daft, the best, isn't it? Yeah, it is really, but it's true.
You wait and see. Just go with Bert and Bert will show you the ropes.
You've got quite a lot to find out.
I have, yeah. Mm.
And you'll enjoy it.
I'm beginning to believe you. I am now.
Well, that's the main thing.
Okay. Thank you, ladies.
You're very welcome.
And you, gentlemen. I'm off.
You'll be fine.